Anyway, before we get started in our sermon this morning, we're going to do kind of a church family announcement. If you've been around here for a while, or if you're relatively new, you should know that we are what's called an elder-led church, and not elder-ruled or elder-governed. Those are not the words we're looking for. It's elder-led, and that's an understanding of Scripture that says we think the Bible teaches that the local church gathering is to be led by a group of men who are servant leaders, modeling themselves after the way Jesus served us, and that they're to humbly guide and shepherd the flock of the body of Christ here. And so that Jesus is the great shepherd, and then at the local level, there's under-shepherds it's the elder board that is entrusted with this task of loving and serving the church well. And so we have some changes coming to that elder team that we mentioned, an announcement this last week is coming, but the first of which is that Perry Marshall is going to be stepping down from the elder board. So if you Katie, want to come on up, we're going to pray over you guys. That's a smooth walk you got going there, Perry. I love it. I first met Perry, and then shortly thereafter, Katie, I guess it was about 4 years ago, and we had just gotten started. We just moved out of our living room. I had spent the last year, I had preached 52 sermons in that year. I was exhausted. And official church policy was whatever thought came through my head most recently. And that was how we were going to make decisions. And so neither one of those things is a good thing. And so on New Year's Eve, 4 years ago, Perry preached his first sermon for us at Missio Day. I think we had three tables set up, because that's how few people there were. Since that time, God has used Perry in such an amazing way, and Katie and your kids, to just encourage and strengthen our church. It's not an understatement to say that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the way he has loved us all so well, and the way he has used his gifts so well in stewarding them, and teaching the Word of God so clearly, proclaiming the gospel so well. And so we're so grateful for everything that you guys have done these last 4 years. And so recently, Perry and Katie began to sense that God was leading them on from their current vocational position up at Denver Seminary. So because of that busyness of life, he had to actually step down from the elder board a few months ago just because of the busyness. And so we were waiting for the right time to make this announcement, which is now. We feel like it's a good time. And so I'm calling it a sabbatical, because we don't know where God is going to lead you guys next. We're praying for you for wisdom and direction as far as where God leads you vocationally. And Lord willing, if it's somewhere here close by, that we'll be able to keep having you as part of the church family and back on the elder board if time permits and everything. But guys, I can't really emphasize enough how much their service here has meant so much. Even the fact that they're in kids this morning, tell by Mr. Kids Team Blue shirt they have on, just that's the attitude that the Marshalls have carried the whole time. That just like whatever needs to be done, like they've been willing to jump in and do it. And when he first came, what we really needed was some other help with leadership and preaching, and he's done that phenomenally these last 4 years. And Katie, you've been such a big part of our church life and culture, and your kids. Just love you guys so much. So I'm going to just pray for you guys, and we're all going to, if you can stay in your seat, but maybe just sit and reach out your hand, and we're going to all pray for the Marshalls as they discern where God is leading them next. So, God, we thank you so much for Perry and Katie and Gabriel and Elizabeth and Micah, and just the ways that you have blessed our church family to know them and to have them as part of our family. We thank you for the way you have empowered Perry to preach your word so clearly and to use your gifts of leadership so effectively. We thank you for their family and the way that they love and serve your bride. And we just ask that you would give them a special awareness of your peace and your grace as they discern the next calling in life. Provide a clear path for them as far as a location goes and a job. And just wherever you end up leading them, Lord, I pray that our hearts would remain knit together in the love and peace that comes from your Son. His name we pray. Amen. Love you guys. Thanks for all right, so that's the first announcement. The second part of the announcement, this one of the elder board, is with the growth of our church to the size that we are at now, we're no longer three tables on a morning. We're a lot more than that this morning. And so we, for a while, have been working on what it means for our elder board to be expanded, to have the right number of elders for a church our size. And so this morning, we, in addition to Don Zeal and I, we're adding three new elders officially to the elder team. And so that is Chad Mondragon. And so Chad, if you want to come up with Melody. And then Jeff Otero and his wife Jill, if you guys want to come up. And then Mark Schultz and his wife Desiree, which I sometimes refer to as Mom and Dad. So come on up. And so we... a church our size, there's about 350 people that consider Missio Dei their home church at this time. And so this task of shepherding and loving and leading the church is way more than any one person or even a few people can do. And so Don has been serving for this last couple of years now on the elder board. So Don, you and Kathy want to come up as well. And Kelly, you can join me as well. All right, so what we're trying to do is get everyone to see who this is, the men that God has called to lead our church and to shepherd her well. And then their wives, in addition, are making a big commitment with this process. And so it's not something that it only affects the men. Obviously, the women have a lot that they have to shoulder with that responsibility as well. And so we wanted to introduce them to you all here so you can see who it is that God has called to lead our church right now. And also just make you aware of the way that this works with our church governance. Is that they are, that Chad and Mark and Jeff are entering a period of candidacy where they are technically elder candidates. They're not full-fledged elders yet. And so we kind of do a trial run where we see if we can all work together well and make sure that this is in fact a good thing both for their families and for our church. It's kind of a mutual, a dating period of some kind where we can still break up if we need to, but hopefully, Lord willing, that won't happen. And the reason I know that's not going to happen is because these men have been eldering the church already. Like, if you've been around here at any point in time, you've already seen them loving and serving the church in some really impactful ways. And so one of the rules when it comes to church elders is you don't appoint a man an elder unless he's already functioning in some of those servant attitudes that you need to see to serve in this role. And so Mark, they were part of the Bible study back in our living room. It's so weird calling you Mark, but it seems more professional, I guess. Back when we were just 12 people in our living room, we've done that with led with wisdom and grace the whole time. And Jeff, you and Jill, when you got plugged in a few years ago, just immediately had this servant attitude. And you got blue shirts back there as well for Missio Kids. And not that Don and Kathy have been doing a great job the last few years as well. And then Chad and Melody, when you guys came on, it just became clear that God has called you to this to be your church home. And so the way this is going to work is Chad and I are the vocational elders, and then Don, Jeff, and Mark are the lay elders. And the important thing, I'm going to read a passage here from 1 Timothy. In the New Testament, when it talks about church leadership, it uses a lot of different words. It uses elder, bishop, overseer, pastor, shepherd. There's all these different words, but it's talking about the same office. I mean, like, there is no difference pastorally or theologically between a lay elder and a staff elder. So just because Chad and I get paid to serve the church, that we are no different level than any of the other elders on the team. And so it's a mutual submission that we do to each other on the elder board. We set as a goal that we won't ever take a vote as an elder team. We want to work towards this consensus leadership in everything that we do. And it's also important to know, for Chad and I, as the staff of the church, these are the men that we submit to. I had a talk with our 10-year-old the other day about who's really in charge of the church. And I said, hey, well, that's the beauty of this way God created his bride, is to be governed and led by a group of men who are humble servant leaders. And so I submit to all the men on the elder board, and it's the same for all of us. And then we're going to get to, in Hebrews 13 in a few weeks, this command that we are all to submit to our leadership. And I tell you, that command in the Bible is such an honor and a blessing when you have godly men like this who are leading our church. And so we are super blessed for these men to be coming on in this capacity. And so I want to read for you the qualifications for an elder from 1 Timothy 3. I believe it's on the screen behind me. But what it says is, this saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer or elder, those words are interchangeable, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an elder must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. And so that has several other passages that describe what it means to be an elder. And so the reason I read that passage here, because for Jeff, Chad, and Mark, what they're entering is this period of candidacy. And so what we're doing is we aren't going to take a vote as a congregation, but rather what we're saying is for everyone in the church as members of this church, if you know of a way these men are not qualified to be elders, if you have done business with them and been treated incredibly poorly, if you know that their neighbors do not think well of them, if you know that their household is not managed in love and respect and with all dignity, if you know those things, this is where, as a community, we have to bring that information up in a way that we can make sure that we are protecting this office of elder, and it's only being filled by men who have that humble, sacrificial leadership style where it is a delight to submit to them as they submit to the Lord. And so that's what this candidacy phase is. So after a period of time, we will then officially install them as elders and remove that word candidate from their title there. So in the meantime, I would ask that you would continue to pray for everyone on the elder team, especially their wives as well, because like I said, it's a big commitment for everyone to be doing these things. And if you have any questions about that, also please don't hesitate to ask any of us. So what we're going to do now, as these men join this team, is we're going to have John pray for them. Do you have the microphone? Somewhere around here, there should be a mic. There we go. There's a microphone back there. So Don's going to pray for them. And again, if you would just mind reaching out your hand and joining us in prayer and continue to lift up these men and their wives in prayer as the days ahead.
Let's pray. God, we first and foremost acknowledge that this is your church. This is your bride. We are a local expression of the church universal. And we come together because we believe you call us to community. Together in submission to Christ. We acknowledge that first and foremost, that this is about you, not about any of us, but we also are amazingly grateful for how you bless this body of believers with many gifts, spiritual gifts, talents, amazing people, amazing brothers and sisters. Continue to call us into deeper stewardship of those gifts for your glory. We pray specifically for the stewardship of leadership that we're talking about this morning. I lift up the Oteros to you, the Mondragons, the Schultzes. We thank you for how you've gifted them, how you've brought them into our community in such a meaningful way. How they bless others around them, and how they clearly exhibit a love for you and a leadership of your people. And we ask you to give them great wisdom, even as they discern in the months to come the roles that they'll play on this team of elders. We pray that you would continue to raise up leaders in our midst and just make it clear what it looks like to follow you at Mystic Faith Falcon. We thank you that you love this body. We thank you that you have called us to submission to you and submission to your word. And I want to just read from Titus the admonition Paul gives, that an elder must hold firm to the trustworthy word. And I pray that above all else, that we would be subject to Christ and to his revealed word. And we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen.
All right. Thanks, everyone. So, yeah, I guess if you continue to pray for and encourage them, if you get a chance to see one of these men or their wives after service, make sure to give them a hug and let them know how grateful you are for the way they are serving your bride. And same for Carrie and Katie as well. Make sure they don't leave without at least 50 hugs before they're out the door, okay? So that's your assignment, guys, before you're done. Thanks. So.